Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Real Housewives of Atlanta stars Portia Williams and NeNe Leakes are at odds this week after rumors have surfaced that NeNe Leakes physically attacked Portia Williams in that infamous closet scene. Brandi Glanville from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills opens up about her questionable encounter with Wendy Williams. And Sonya Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York spills some tea about her past hookups with some famous celebs. We'll end the show discussing our favorite moments that aired on Bravo this week. I will be tackling this mess and more with today's co-host, Jess Zade. She's the host of The Real Housewife of the West Side podcast, which is all about pop culture, wellness, and obviously you talk about Bravo. Welcome back. I am so glad to talk with you.
Thank you for having me, Megan. I'm so excited to be back.
So obviously we have a lot of news to go through, but I think we should touch on how we are doing the House of Hilton book recap. I feel like this is going to be incredible.
I'm so excited. I got all my office supplies. I know that I love that I needed like an entire arsenal of supplies just to read a book, but you know. I'm very excited about this. I know a lot of people have read the book and they've, you know, I've heard little snippets here and there. And I know you and I were both reading it like independently, but I've now gone back to the beginning because I feel like I really need to like grasp the whole picture.
So if you guys don't know what House of Hilton is, it is a book pretty much all about the Hilton family. And obviously that includes like Kim and Kyle Richards and Kathy Hilton and Big Kathy, like their mom. And it just goes into like the whole family and Paris and how, you know, how this family became such a major like celebrity powerhouse family. And this is going to be the best deep dive ever. Like I have like all of my different colored post-its.
And
I'm trying to figure out the best way to do it, like how I want to organize my thoughts, probably like chapter by chapter, but based on like, I don't know. I've been thinking about it all week. I'm like, I don't know where to start, but
yeah, I mean, there's so much information that I also feel like, and this ties into Beverly Hills this week too, there was a comment that Kyle made about how she's like, you know, I don't know if it's selfish, but I feel like I want Lisa to be able to get along with Dorit and whatever. And I feel like, I've said this before, I feel like this dynamic of Kyle with two other women, I feel like it just repeats itself throughout her life. And it kind of started with, you know, she and her two sisters. And so I'm really like excited to get into that dynamic. And there's all the stuff that they say about Big Kathy. I mean, it's.
Big Kathy seems really terrifying. Like I read Kyle's book a couple months ago, and obviously she talks about her mother and how she, you know, is the biggest inspiration in her life and taught like her and her sisters so much. However, you know, I've heard other stories kind of saying that Big Kathy kind of was like a pimp for these girls and like taught them like all of these sexual things when they were really young, all with the intention of meeting a rich man so they don't have to work and they could just have babies, which, hey, some girls, that's what they want. Good for you. But like when I just would feel a little uncomfortable if my mom was like, these are all the things you need to do to find yourself a man. Like,
let me tell you how to give the best blowjob.
Yeah,
here's what you do.
Mom, don't even say that. Like, ugh. But hey, they all ended up with pretty, I was going to say hot, but Rick Hilton's not hot. Successful men. Kim.
I mean, I don't know if Kim is doing that well these days, but yeah, you know,
she had that. What's his name? Lonnie.
Monty. I mean, all of her husbands, actually, you know, to her credit, were really successful. She was at one point married to Greg Davis of, you know, like the Brandon Davis. What are his parents' names? Barbara and Marvin Davis, who, I mean, they have a fucking building named after them at Cedar Sinai. They have like oil money. So she was married to him for a while. And then she, I guess the Monty guy, he was also very wealthy too. I forget what his deal was. I want to say that he owned like some kind of something in the food industry, like some kind of manufacturer or shipping or something. I don't know. But all her husbands were actually pretty, you know, successful. So,
well, I guess we will be really going deep into this in a couple weeks. And obviously we'll post when we both are done finishing the book first and then record it and then post it and ready to go. So let's just jump right into the news. The news this week has actually been kind of slow in terms of Bravo world, which for me, I'm like, that means storms brewing. So NeNe Leakes and Portia Williams from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, obviously they're currently in season 11. Reunions are starting this week, so tensions have been pretty high. Portia gave birth to her daughter Pilar on the 22nd of March, so she is like a new mom. And NeNe Leakes actually came out of the woodwork with these crazy texts to Portia. So this is like 6 days after Portia just gave birth. NeNe is in hot water because she potentially like pushed the pregnant Portia on camera. And I think they're trying to kind of like exploit her for this. NeNe's obviously denying it. So she texted Portia, "You're a lying ass, big fat, hungry bitch."
Oh my God.
It's just like starting already so heavy. "You know I never put your hands on you. Marlo, Cynthia, nor Candy can ever say that. You want an excuse for going into my closet without permission, blah, blah, blah. I saved your ass. No one fucked with you before me." She keeps going on. And then obviously Portia responds saying, "You know, I'm not reading all that bullshit. You know damn well that I didn't record you or set you up. Kiss my ass. How dare you make that claim?" And then NeNe then kind of claps back at Portia, who actually just received a special for her pregnancy that's going to air after the 3-part reunion. So NeNe says, "You are so full of shit. Go enjoy your one-time 3-episode commercial."
Ooh. Someone sounds a little jelly.
"I had 12 episodes, and trust, I won't watch not one of yours. Too busy securing the bag." So this is just, I think, the definition of NeNe coming in so jealous right now. Portia's, like, happiness and special.
Yeah, that's a lot. I love the, I'm looking at the text from Portia, and I love her hashtags. What are her hashtags? Is non-supportive edgeless bird. What is that?
Well, edges is like a thing that has to do with like the weaves and the hair, and they always are like edgy, like,
oh, I mean, that does she, I don't think she gets like what a hashtag is, like non-supportive. Oh my God. And these, I love how in the text message they like blur out the like SS for ass.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah. It sounds like NeNe's a little bit jelly. It's not a good look.
It's really not a good look. And I know all the rumor mills have been saying that NeNe potentially put her hands on Portia while she was pregnant, while they were filming. So obviously if that is true, like that's not good and you should be penalized for that.
But if it was while they were filming, wouldn't they have footage of that?
Well, the thing is that it was a really crazy scene. The women had been drinking from like 2 o'clock and it had been like 9 o'clock. They were all plastered. Literally, one of the girls was like throwing up like violently.
Like, oh, good times.
Yeah, really good. Incredibly classy. And I think, yeah, it was Candy and Portia trying to go into NeNe's closet because, you know, NeNe's like, "I'm a fashionista, blah, blah, blah. Like, all my clothing is the best. Like, I'm straight from the runway," like shit like that. And then they were like, "Ooh, let's go see NeNe's closet. Let's go see NeNe's closet." They try to go in. And Nini starts freaking the fuck out because the camera person is walking into the closet, I guess, without Nini's, like, approval or something. So she takes the camera guy's shirt, and she rips his shirt and, like, rips him out of the closet. And this is all filmed, too, and they showed all of it. But then there is audio of, I believe it was Marlo saying to Nini, like, get off of her, she's pregnant. And they don't show anything, but that's said.
Wow.
So I think it's obviously implied that she put her hands on Portia.
Right, right. Oh, jeez. Nini needs to, you know, calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Like,
that's her, you know, that's her MO, though. So I don't know what to say about that. I feel like, wait, okay, so they're filming a reunion now. So then when will they start filming for next season?
Probably, I'm trying to think when they usually do it, because
like beginning of the summer.
Yeah, probably beginning of the summer, because they don't do holidays in Atlanta. Like a New York City always shows like Christmas,
or yeah.
Thanksgiving, Halloween. Like they always usually have that time frame. And then I'm trying to think who. And OC is filming now, and yeah, Joe's filming now.
I feel like I feel like it could be, this may be like the driving storyline for next season, almost like how with Beverly Hills all this dog drama started, you know, right at filming. And I don't know.
Conveniently timed.
Convenient. Very, very convenient.
Well, I was on Portia's Instagram, and she actually already made an Instagram account for her baby.
Oh, I have seen it. Yes. She has 40,000 followers already.
It's unfair. Like, what do I need to do?
Has already increased, because when I was on Amy Phillips' show on Thursday, which was what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? We're taping this and recording this on Sunday. So that was 3 days ago. And 3 days ago, when I was talking to Amy about this, she was like, oh, her baby has 28,000 followers. So she gained 20,000 followers in 3 days? I mean, what is this baby doing? She's going to have, like, her own promo with, like, flat tummy tea pretty soon.
Seriously, like, that gummy bear hair.
Yes, sugar bear hair.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess it's like you got to secure the Instagram name. I remember hearing, like, Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, when they had their son, that was, like, one of the main things that they were looking for. They were like, prior to us naming our son, we had to make sure that any potential name is available on Instagram. I'm floored by that.
I mean, that doesn't really surprise me that much.
They're the biggest thirst queens, like, in the world.
Yeah, for some reason that doesn't really shock me. But what is there? But isn't their baby named
Gunner?
Gunner Pratt. I mean, what other person is going to be named Gunner Pratt on Twitter, on Instagram? Like, it doesn't seem like it would be that common.
No, I don't think so. That was, like, literally the only name they could find. They were like, I guess this will do.
This will do. Oh, my God.
Well, moving on to other interesting news. Coming out of Beverly Hills, Brandi Glanville obviously was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills from season 2 to 6, on and off. And she was spilling some tea on Wendy Williams. So if you guys haven't been following, I'm loving this. It's really bad that I'm loving it, but whatever.
Oh, no, I'm loving it too. I'm all in.
So Wendy Williams is obviously the host of the Wendy Williams Show. She has been on and off the last few months, pretty much going crazy. Like, remember when she fainted a couple months back? And then
wasn't that like a year ago that she fainted?
Yeah, probably.
I feel like it was a while ago.
So she took a few weeks off and ended up revealing that she is addicted to cocaine and has been living in a sober house and has been utilizing a sober coach because of, I think, drinking and cocaine. And Brandi Glanville on her podcast, Brandi Glanville Unfiltered, said that she actually had met Wendy a few years back and how she was, like, incredibly sloppy and her poor husband had to, like, keep apologizing for Wendy's behavior because she was such a hot mess. And when Brandy's saying you're a hot mess,
that's what I was thinking too. When I was reading this article, I was like, okay, Brandy, do we all need to send you the photo of you with the tampon hanging out of your vagina? With the tampon string? Like, really, you weren't a mess walking down Melrose with a fucking tampon string hanging out? Like, really? Like, you check yourself, Brandy. I mean, I get what she's saying, but at the same time, I'm like, kind of a pot kettle situation going on here.
Just a little bit. She said just she was mean. And like falling over, wig shifting mess. A wig shifting mess?
Oh my God. Which that's the other thing. Girl, Brandy, we have all seen your extensions coming out of your head before. So like, who are you to talk, really?
That's one of my favorite motifs on the Housewives shows. When you see like the really poorly executed hair extensions. It's the definition. The clip
is like falling out. It's like sideways.
It's the definition of New Jersey Housewife. Like bad extensions. Ooh.
Yeah. Yes.
So just to make matters worse, Wendy's husband, Kevin Hunter, had been cheating on her for years and actually welcomed a child with the woman he was cheating on Wendy with. So obviously Wendy's going through a lot. So it's a bummer and interesting that Brandy, you know, ended up actually not feeling any sympathy towards her. I'm reading here. She said her marriage has been over for a really long time. She's changing the conversation away from her sobriety to her marriage because she doesn't want to talk about sobriety anymore. It's like, again, coming from you who was with a man who cheated on you, maybe give the poor woman a break.
That's what I don't get. That's the only, that was my, I mean, this is the thing. I can be very conflicted with, not that conflicted, but about Brandy, because it's like having been through that situation yourself, you would think that you would have a soft spot for someone who, you know, who is also going through that situation. But I feel like there's still such a broken piece of Brandy that she really hasn't like healed yet, that I feel like whenever, because I feel like she's done this with other people too. It's like she, it's almost like a defense mechanism that she sees Wendy going through this, and instead of coming from a very, you know, empathetic place, she's almost like, well, you're dealing with this, blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, that kind of says more about you than her, Brandy.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And especially when Brandy, like, you know, after the Housewives, I think we all kind of saw her spiral a little bit. And, you know, she made her brand, like, drinking and tweeting, drinking in this, drinking in this. It's like... Yeah, well, what makes you any different? But hopefully not like the hard drug stuff, because that shit is scary. And I'm hoping Wendy gets some help. Living in a sober house with teenagers, like.
Oh my gosh. I know. I feel, honestly, I feel bad for her. I really do. I hope that she, and then I read that she checked out of the sober house and just a couple days ago, like this week. And now she, and didn't she get either arrested or, where did I read this? She got, I think she got arrested after she checked out of the sober house. She got in a car she was driving. I don't know if it was upstate or it was to Jersey or whatever. And then she got arrested after that. And now she's back, I think. I don't know if she's, I think she's back in rehab now.
Oh, that's so dark. So, so dark. Well, I'm praying for you, girl.
I know.
Not fun. Ugh. Well, speaking of other kind of odd things, coming out of New York, Bethany Frankel, obviously the OG from the NYC, has been going. Jill Zarin has like heard that somewhere and has just had a heart attack after me saying that. Like wherever Jill is right now, she's like, "Don't call Bethany that."
Oh my God, she's with Ginger.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ginger.
Wait, Ginger died?
I think Ginger's dead.
What?
Ginger Zarin.
I thought Ginger was still alive.
That is the saddest thing I've ever just Googled. Oh my God, Ginger Zarin died on my birthday.
What?
Yeah, God. Ginger Zarin died on September 18th, 2018.
Oh, that was recent.
R.I.P. Ginger.
Oh, that's so sad. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Wait, sorry. I had a blank there. You're right. I do remember this because I remember thinking to myself, this is where my brain goes. This is so sad. I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, that's so sad. Like it was really only like 6 months after Bobby died.
Yeah.
So I remember, do you love how that is my train of thought when I like hear this? I'm like Jill's my BFF. I'm like, oh my God, it's only 6 months after Bobby died.
That was a rough year for Jill.
That was a rough year.
They're going to throw her on some episodes of New York, hopefully do a make her feel a little better. But Bethany has been going through her really messy custody battle with ex-husband Jason Hoppe over their 8-year-old daughter, Bryn. This week, more weird things came out. One of the things was that Bethany would just throw water on him when he was sleeping to wake him up and freak him out, which that is so crazy. Like, that would be so triggering if someone just was throwing water at me when I was asleep.
But like, did they say that was the exact circumstance that that's why she was doing it too?
So we don't know why she was doing it. That was just something that he said she would do. So I'm wondering, like, what was the catalyst for that?
Right. That's the thing that I'm wondering, because Aliza Rosen was on my podcast maybe a month ago or something. We were talking about Bethany Ever After. And we were talking about the famous episode where Bethany and Jason go out on the boat with Dr. Amador. And then we both went back and watched it. And here's the thing. With all this, you know, mishigas going on with Bethany and Jason in court and whatever, I feel like if you go back and watch not even the whole series, but even just that episode where they go on that boat trip, you can see him. I'm not saying he's like a dirty John, but there was definite, it was a little reminiscent of Dirty John. You can see him gaslighting her. You can see.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's so many signs. And it just, I feel like going back and watching that, it definitely makes me question everything Jason Hoppe says, because I feel like he knows exactly which little, you know, points to press to get at her. And then also this photo that I just saw, one of the articles that you sent me, the photo, he has, like, I always call it, like, a pedophile mustache. Like, he looks like a fucking creeper. Like, does he not look creepy with that mustache?
He does. I've actually seen him in the city a bunch of times, and I think he's so attractive.
Really?
I was actually at the studio, like, maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, and had just been talking about, like, him and Bethany in the courthouses. I go downstairs, I'm like saying goodbye to my friend who I record with. I make a right, and he is right there. And in my head, I'm thinking, I was just eviscerating you for the past 25 minutes.
Oh my God, what were you terrified?
I was like, it's like he's following me. I'm like, oh my God, did he hear? Like, are his ears removed?
He has little trolls everywhere just listening. Wait, okay, so I need to know, did he have a mustache?
I don't think I noticed any stash, but he was with a woman. Okay. And I saw him another time as well with the same woman. So I'm assuming he's taken. So, I mean, at least he's got that going for him. But another weird thing that came up was Jason was saying that Bethany had been dating a guy at the time. It's not Dennis, and it's not her current boyfriend, Paul. So she was saying that she had a boyfriend at the time that was residing with her at her new residence. He obviously didn't see a problem with that because she could do whatever she wants. But there was one time this man was getting out of the shower within Bryn's vicinity, and evidently Bryn saw him out of a shower.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Okay, yeah, that's not great. But I mean, there's a lot worse things that could have happened. And also, the other thing that it makes me think about is, okay, if this wasn't a court case and it was her dad that she accidentally got out of the shower or accidentally saw getting out of the shower, like, no one would really care. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's a big deal unless he did something. So, like, the implication right. that they would bring this into the court, it's like, well, what are you implying? That Bethany has, like, a questionable taste in
right. It's not men. Like her, it's not like she has men over and she's like, they're running around the house nude. It's like, I mean, I feel like when I was little, I like accidentally like saw, I like went into my parents' bedroom and my dad was getting out of the shower and I accidentally saw him once. And I mean, whatever, I wasn't like scarred for life. I mean, it was...
I've only been in therapy for like 15 years.
Yeah, exactly. I've only been in therapy for 30 years. But... there was much more traumatic things that happened to me than that. I mean, that was nothing. So, no, and that's the other thing. Like, I feel like if anything is going to scar poor little Brynn Hoppy, like, all of this contention between, you know, Jason and Bethany, and Jason just, like, just horribly, like, emotionally abusing Bethany and verbally abusing her, like, that's going to fuck her up a lot more. Than,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
I think that
Jason's camp is probably just fishing for any little thing that they can get.
I agree. And I think it's getting to, like, be low blows at this point. It's like,
sure.
I just don't know why they can't come to some sort of agreement. But I guess I don't have a kid, so I wouldn't understand that. But I don't know. I kind of do think he's got some creepiness underneath it all. Like, I really do want to go back and watch Bethany Ever After and her wedding special.
You should
dig deep into that again. But it's also so dark. Like, how do you watch someone, like, be so happy and then you know that it's going to be, like, a six-year divorce process? And
it
all goes downhill so quickly.
It is dark, but at the same time, because I went back and watched, like, the whole thing from start to finish. I mean, it's not that long. It's three seasons and they're, like, 30-minute episodes, so it doesn't take that long. But it's dark, but also at the same time, I while watching it, I was kind of like, I don't know, just it maybe it's hindsight or whatever, but I felt like, okay, she's not even really that into it. Like, the two of the, just seeing the dynamic between the two of them, she seemed a lot more excited by, you know, having the baby and all that kind of stuff than anything else. Like, the and you, it's so interesting, just like as a case study or whatever, like watching her, you know, she and Jason from the beginning, because you can just see in the very, very, very early on, he starts with the whole, he's like, well, you didn't have a family. This is what normal families do. This is, you know, that's like his story. That's his story, is that you're the fucked up one. I'm the normal one. You had a fucked up childhood. Therefore, everything's your fault.
Yeah, and also I think he would kind of imply that, like, oh, because look at my perfect normal family. This is how our life should be. This is how our life should be. It's like, just because you thought your life was so perfect with your, like, whatever plain little family, that doesn't negate all the trauma that Bethany has because of her mother and father. Like, that doesn't go away just because she marries someone with a good parents, you know?
And the other thing is like, we have to remember that his brother died when they were kids. And so I'm sorry, I don't care what you say, but that has an effect on a family.
Totally.
If you have a child that dies, like, I can't. So
I
don't know. Hopefully, I really hope that they just, like, figure the shit out. I personally feel like Jason is using Brynn as a pawn against Bethany. I feel like, and I'm not a total Bethany apologist. I, you know, think that she does some, you know, weird shit too. But at the end of the day, I do think that she's a good mom. And I think that she, I think between the two, that she probably would be the better sole guardian for Brynn, because not only does she have the finances to, you know, get her, you know, whatever classes she needs or the school or whatever it is that she needs, but I do think that she, you know, I don't know. So I hope that he can just... I don't know.
I know. He's such a jerk off.
It's like, what else can you say about that? Just like, ugh.
Right. He, like, leaves a bad taste in my mouth. But yeah, moving exactly. on to other New Yorker women who are having way more fun, I think. Sonia Morgan opens up yet again about her past lovers. She opened up this week and then the week before. I was going to report on the week before, but it just slipped. But luckily, she doubled down. This week, it was revealed that Sonia has hooked up with John McEnroe, the tennis player. And he was on an episode of Watch What Happens Live, and a fan called in saying that you two dated before her ex-husband. They said, do you recall? And he goes, yes, I do recall that. Obviously, Andy was like, oh my God, like, tell me everything. And he goes, I did believe that happened, but I'd rather not discuss it now, which is so funny.
That's so funny. And I also, like, I totally believe it. I love how Sonia just comes out with these random, like with her, like, oh, well, I slept with John and blah, blah, blah. And I just keep thinking about when Dorinda's like, Sonia, John's dead. Like,
well, I ended up then getting into a hole. And so the week prior, Sonia then also said she hooked up with Rod Stewart as well. So,
which I also completely believe.
Totally.
Who has Sonia not hooked up with? I think that's the better question.
At this point, it's pretty much all of the major stars. Then I got to whodatedwho.com. She has hooked up with Owen Wilson. What? Matt Dillon? Charlie Rose? Billy Idol? Prince Albert of Monaco? Jack Nicholson?
Okay, that's gross.
And then I don't know who Benjamin Benilal is.
Wait, who was the one that I was? Hold on, I have to get back to this tab. Oh, this is the one that I was like, really? She dated Lorenzo Borghese, who was The Bachelor. Do you remember this? I don't know if you watched The Bachelor. Okay, there was a season of The Bachelor. This is like way back in the day, probably at least 10 years ago. When was he The Bachelor? Well, it says that Sonia dated him 2013 to 2014. So that was after he was The Bachelor. Yeah. So he's the prince of something. He's the prince of like some random country. I have to, that's not very nice. I should say that. It's probably a lovely country.
Wait, actually looking here.
Oh, Italy. He's an Italian. Oh my God. And, oh.
I think we must be seeing the same exact thing.
Yes. He dated Tinsley in 2012, and then Sonia in 2013-14. Oh my God, he's like the younger version of Harry Dubin.
Maybe this explains why Sonia is like DL so jealous of Tinsley.
Yeah, he was this Italian prince, and they filmed The Bachelor. I have to find out which year he was The Bachelor. I want to say it was like mid-2000s. They filmed it in Italy, actually.
Seems pretty amazing. It's kind of what I wish it was like. He's attractive.
He was like, I remember him being kind of like a skeezy, I don't know. I didn't really like him on The Bachelor. There was some reason. I think he was just kind of like, ugh. I felt like, I don't know. I feel like
he's on the 9th season of The Bachelor. Let's see what year that was.
So that was quite a while ago. Season 9.
2006.
Yeah, so mid-2000s.
He didn't propose to the winner. They began a relationship, and then they broke up a whopping 2 months later.
Yeah, he got engaged. I mean, he definitely has a type, because the girl that he chose, this girl Jennifer, I mean, she's a really cute blonde girl, like kind of a little bit looks like Tinsley. I mean, he definitely has a type. That's for sure.
I can't believe Sonia was with Jack Nicholson.
I mean, oh, I just found a picture of Lorenzo Borghese with Tinsley. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. They actually look cute together.
Oh, they do kind of look cute together.
I mean, that wasn't that long ago either. That was what, 2000?
She should get back with him.
Yeah, I kind of
see them looking hot together.
I'll
post something on my Instagram page so you can check out Lorenzo and Tinsley.
Yeah, this is from 2012, so that wasn't that long ago. When did she get divorced from Topper?
Oh, God. Will never not be funny to me.
Topper, oh, my God. She got divorced from Topper in 2009. Oh, really? It's been 10 years? Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
That's
probably
a long time.
Why her mom is being.
It's totally fine.
Well, this actually is a perfect lead-in. Jess, what was your favorite moment that aired on Bravo this week?
Well, okay, you just reminded me of another one, which is Dale. I mean, don't we all just love Dale?
Fucking
love Dale.
Ex-son-in-law.
Tabitha
wife.
Simmons shoes. Yeah, and I looked up the Tabitha Simmons shoes, by the way, and I did not realize that these shoes were so high caliber. They're like $850 at Bergdorf's or something. I mean, I don't know what's so great about these fucking shoes,
wow,
but
some of them are really cute.
I love how she's like, I like her shoes. And then, oh my God, she reminded me of a little bit like of my mom or like, you know, her friends from Connecticut when she's like, oh my God, Topper's baby is just the most gorgeous baby I've ever seen. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, mom, like, Dale, don't you realize you like might be hurting your feelings? And Tinsley was like, mom, what you think I don't know? Like, you think you're telling me things for the first time? Like, of course I know that they have a beautiful baby and like the whatever, they've moved on and I haven't, you know.
I mean, oh my God. So that was one thing. And then my other thing, I think my most favorite moment of all has to be Ramona's date with what do we even know his fucking name?
Yeah. I just
bald creeper guy. And the moment when he there's two things. One, when he says do you want to know about the moment I was conceived? Okay, the look in Ramona's eyes. First of all, it was like a mix of Ramona Crazy Eyes mixed with, remember the reunion when she fell asleep on the couch?
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Okay. That. And then when he starts saying, do you want to hear my views on marriage? She's like, la, 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 la.
She was not into that date. And I love that she was like, you know what? Not everyone's as cute as Red Scarf. It's like, oh my God.
Exactly.
Drop it. Drop it.
Oh my God. I just... You know, for every time, I feel like last week when Ramona said, I mean, she said that really horrible thing about Dennis when she made that comment. Not that this completely makes up for it, but I feel like this is why I could never hate Ramona, because then she brings us this. And I'm like, you know what? I can't be mad at you.
And even like when she was walking down the steps in that mermaid outfit, like,
oh my God.
You're the worst person in the world for what you've said to Bethany, to her face, about pretty much everything that's ever happened in Bethany's life, like Ramona shit on. However, she's needed on the show. She's completely out of touch with like how to have human interactions with people. And it's incredible to watch unfold on dates, at lunches with friends, like in the Hamptons.
I mean, she's a national treasure. She really is.
Well, my favorite moment of the week is featuring another national treasure, who is Denise Richards. Her wedding this week on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was the best thing I've ever seen. I love Denise. This man is so weird that she's marrying, but I love that she really only cares that he has a big dick.
I mean, yeah, that's her criteria from now on out. Which, and by the way, like, okay, excuse me for this like shameless plug, but if you to hear some alleged information about Denise's husband and possibly how they may or may not have met, see my Patreon, patreon.com/rhow.
Now again, I'm gonna go on and have to hear it myself. I just thought their wedding was so cool. Like, I don't really want a big wedding, and so I love that they were like, okay, so we're gonna do the flowers, we're gonna get the food, how about 2 days? And the guy at the venue was like, right, like. And they ended up having a gorgeous wedding. I love how everybody was, like, out there and waiting. And Denise is like, oh, we're only 45 minutes late. Like, we're fine. It's fine. And, like, they're all out there sweating. And Erica's wearing that, like, black tarp. And, like, in, like,
I got her polyspan jumpsuit.
The whole thing was great. I just loved it. I like when these shows actually have a little bit of levity. I feel like Beverly Hills has been so snoozy
so
with
dark and
Dog Gate and the depth, and all of this stuff is like weighing a little heavy on the show. So I thought Denise just really brings like a freshness and a lightness to the show, and her like telling the daughter, I don't give a shit what you wear.
Yes.
Like, wear whatever fucking shoes you want. I don't care. Like, I don't care, you know? And she's, like, asking the husband when they're walking down the aisle, do I look slutty? Like,
I know. And my favorite part, she's like, I don't care if Charlie brings a fucking prostitute to the wedding. Whatever.
Yeah, I invite Charlie to everything that the kids are a part of. I think, like, she's a really, like, nice outlook on life. And, you know, she's probably seen it all, like,
right.
being who she is and having her success and being, like, a sex symbol and married to such a crazy guy like that. She's definitely seen it all and done it all. And I just love having her perspective on the show. And I think it puts all the other women in a different light because you're like, oh, my God, wow, Dorit, you're so fake. You're such a fake woman. Like, everything is a lie. Denise is like, you know, live like warts and all. This is me, you know, not wearing makeup and wearing like little t-shirts and like getting drunk and like, you know.
Well, I mean, there's not much that Denise can hide from at this point. I mean, everything has been like, you know, every single like court document and subpoena, I feel like, has been published at this point. So it's like.
She's like, just lean into it.
Yes, exactly. Own it. Like Rinna says, own it.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people hear your show and read all your things and plug
thank
away?
You so much for having. Yes, more plugs, you guys. yes, you can find my show. It has a really long title. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll change it at some point, but it's The Real Housewife of the West Side on iTunes, Spotify, podcasts. I have a Patreon that I do 2 episodes a week, which is patreon.com/RHOW. And then my regular podcast has new episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm also going to be on my friend Aaron Martin's podcast this week. And what else do I have coming up? I'm like blanking right now, but I have Rachel Harris again coming on Thursday. We're going to talk about Beverly Hills again as well. So, yeah.
You are a busy girl.
I'm, you know, hopefully someday it'll pay off.
I feel the same way. I'm like, maybe one day all of this time will.
Maybe one day.
Well, thank you again for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. And I cannot wait for our House of Hilton deep dive.
Yes, that's going to be the damn best. I can't wait.
Oh my God. It's going to be amazing.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.